Okay, here we go. We're recording already?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is episode 144. Happy holidays! The final episode of 2021.
Don't say that in the episode just because we're going to have like more episodes coming. I don't want people to tune out for the year.
Take two. Okay. Here
we go. Got it. Hey friends, welcome to another episode of the Lucky Few podcast, where we are shifting the narrative by shouting the worth of people with Down syndrome. This is Micah,
Mercedes,
and Heather.
And believe it or not, my friends, today is, it's December.
It sure is.
We're in it.
We're in it. Do you know the Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat song?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
I always get it in my head every year when it's time for Christmas. Please put a penny in the old man's hat.
If you haven't got a penny.
A hey penny will do.
And if you haven't got a hey penny, Mercedes.
I have no idea.
God,
actually, I do not
God bless
know
you.
God bless you.
Oh, God bless you.
There it is. Okay.
Oh, that's right, my friends. It's coming. The holidays are upon us. So we're talking all about how we're navigating the upcoming holidays and what we learned this year. Thank you for joining us, everyone. We are grateful that you're here today, and we're grateful that you've been with us all year round. Welcome to the Lucky Few podcast. Our episode this week is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, parenting a child with a disability can be emotional and lonely. And sometimes we reach a point where we need professional support. BetterHelp is professional counseling done securely offline. You can message your counselor anytime and get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. Listeners of the Lucky Few podcast can get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/lucky. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, help.com/lucky. All right. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
This is getting fat.
Woo! And keep a penny for the hat.
Exactly. Do any of you guys eat goose for the holidays?
I think Andy would love that.
Andy would love to cook a goose.
Oh, yeah.
They're very greasy.
Oh, really? Yeah, but we're not doing that.
That's not a thing we're doing.
They're pretty tasty, too.
I think we do prime rib, though.
Yeah. A lot of people do that for their Christmas. I don't like prime rib.
No.
Don't hate on me.
She's hard on Christmas meals.
I am not a picky eater, but prime rib's not my jam. It's very like fowder.
It is. Blah, it's a blah. Very vintage dish to have on Christmas. Like that was very.
It's a classic.
It's a classic. Yes. Classic. That's how his family grew up. Prime rib.
Yeah. Yeah.
So fun. Navigating through the holidays, you guys.
It's already getting hard.
Navigating through the holidays. So this is what we do. Can I just jump in already?
Can I say one thing before you jump in?
Please do.
Just to remind our listeners that it's not too late to shop the holiday gift guide, which is last week's episode. And all of those items and discount codes are still valid. So if you didn't listen, go back an episode, listen to the holiday gift guide, head to theluckyfewpodcast.com for the show notes to the links to all the shops with the discount codes, because you have a couple more days to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Love it. Jumping
in. That was the only business we had. The rest of this is going to be other things.
Okay. So let's see. What are my tips? What do we do? Okay. So I feel like every year I'm getting better at this, right? I'm like 8 years into parenting. Every year I get better about how I want the holidays to go, because they can kind of be stressful, right? Mm-hmm. You have families to please. You have your own traditions and things you want to do. Then you have your children to please. Like it's a whole shebang thing.
Yeah.
Right. And every year it's different. I wish we could land on a pattern, but every holiday, it looks different. So whether we're hosting for Thanksgiving or we're going somewhere, whether we're hosting for Christmas or we're going somewhere, but Christmas morning, tried and true, Christmas Day, I think we've kept as our own thing. Christmas Eve, we make ourselves available to travel. Christmas Day, we stay home. But one thing, even though Andy, he's a wonderful cook and I love it, he'll make the prime rib. One thing we have done even for Thanksgiving is order it.
Get it, girl.
From a restaurant.
Yes.
You know, because the cooking thing plus our children thing is what makes us all angry. Yes. It's just too much. We can't cook all day. And the children are there all day, so no, we order and we go out somewhere. We go to the beach, we walk the beach, we'll go on a hike, we'll go for a bike ride at a local park. Like, we do an activity, almost like it's a really fun Saturday morning.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. We do all that. So it's not really, we're not in a phase yet where we stay in our jammies all day. All the kids are doing their own thing. We're not there yet. Yeah. We're like still
entertaining children.
Yeah. Actively parenting.
Yeah.
Yes. You can't, like, that whole stay in your jammies all day thing, that is only a specific kind of little kid who can do that.
Yes.
And there comes a point when it gets easier for everybody.
Yeah.
But I only had a few friends who, when their kids were under the age of 9, could really be like, we're just going to keep it easy today and stay in our jammies. Like, my kids will lose their minds.
By 10 a.m., we're all in a disagreement about how the rest of the day is going. No,
totally
out of the house.
Totally. I love that you brought that up about ordering food, though, because I love to cook, so I wouldn't order food. But it's like finding that thing to make it easier and not be feeling guilty about it
and
just because everyone else isn't doing it. You know?
Know,
like, what is the thing? You know what we might do this year for the first time ever? Well, we would have done it by now. So check out our Instagram if we did or not.
Okay.
We might hire someone to put up our Christmas lights.
Ooh, yes.
Which
leveling up.
All I did was look at people like, what, you can't put your Christmas lights on? This is like my whole life, right? In parenting, especially, like, oh, you can't do that? Oh, yeah. At some point, me neither.
Yes.
Oh, I get it now. But that a thing, you know, like, we can afford to do it this year.
Yes.
It's something absolutely we can do. But what if someone else does it? And then that whole Saturday, we're doing something else.
Adult. Exactly. Yeah. Oh,
right?
My gosh. It's like when you finally hire movers.
Yes.
Yes.
After asking your friends to move you.
And it's not just paying your friends
pizza
and beer to
and
move
everybody
the
says no.
Exactly.
It looks the other way. You're like,
yes.
Okay. I'm going to hire packers and movers. Who am I?
What is happening? But I know that everyone, like, approaches the holidays financially is very different. But, like, encouraging, especially I think parents raising kids with disabilities, it's just there's other levels and layers that there's a capacity. I think we're at capacity faster than other parents.
Totally.
So we see you, dear listener.
Yes.
And that is okay. So what's the thing that you can let go of? And maybe it is like maybe it's hard to let go because maybe it's a tradition that you love and that you've done with family or one you feel obligated to. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Maybe this year you don't do it and it feels like a little bit of a release, like a little bit of shoulders down.
And it can still be a tradition because that's the thing. Like, Andy and I, we've pictured cooking all day in our kitchen and blah, blah, blah. But it's just like we had to like put our shoulders down and release that because the tradition wasn't working for this time of life, you know?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, Andy, we have a whole lifetime and it still can be a tradition. We will call it a tradition.
Right.
You know, we'll call it a tradition still, even if it happens not for another like 5 years.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
Right. And it will come back around, you know, like that's I feel like the best traditions are the simplest ones.
Mm-hmm.
And there are ways to nourish those even at this stage. Mm-hmm. If cooking all day is an ultimate dream, then for now you can do like get everybody involved in making a tiny smidge of cookies for Christmas.
Right.
And over time, as it gets easier and easier, you'll be able to do it. I, you know, our two older boys love being in the kitchen.
Hmm.
And that's been something that has really come to be like a real thing in the last couple of years where we can, leading up to Christmas, just pound out pies and have a ton of fun and have movies on in the kitchen while we're doing it. And the Ace isn't there yet, but it's still really fun to have him part of it. And there's ways to like nourish those little things and grow it incrementally over the years. Mm-hmm. And until it is something that everyone's used to being in the kitchen together and doing stuff.
Yeah.
I feel that way about our decorating too. Like the decorating stuff that we do is, yes, the traditions we have for decorating are just total cheese ball. Like I couldn't love it more. The weekend after Thanksgiving, Amy Grant goes on. Yes. Amy Grant Christmas, as loud as we can do it. My boys just can hardly handle it. They have to put earmuffs on.
There it is.
But we pull out, Chris and I have two. Chris has an ugly Christmas sweater vest that he's had for 15 years that I got at a thrift store. Yes. It was a women's applique vest.
Obviously.
And I have a sweater. And we pull out all the Christmas stuff and we crown Chris with his vest. And it is officially the Christmas season.
That's amazing.
Once we do it.
That is
and
best.
So there's just nothing that is adorable. I mean, our decorating is not necessarily beautiful, but that's not the point of it. It's yeah. just funny. And we have all of our silly things and we drink hot apple cider and we have to do everything in the right order when we decorate. So I think those are the kind of family memories that are the funnest. Mm-hmm. They aren't about how beautiful it is, but just like the funny jokes that you make over the years and yeah. the time you have together, the way you do it.
This year, I'm decorating myself.
Woo! Oh my gosh.
Everybody, I'm go, Merce. Go. My children aren't going to help me one bit, but they are going to wake up the next day to a Christmas decorated house.
Yes.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
That is. That's actually really fun.
So, yes. So I think this episode comes out.
On the 7th.
On the 7th. So this has already happened, you guys. They woke up. They went to bed one night and it was just a regular old home. They woke up the next morning to Christmas magic.
Yes. That's a great tradition.
Well, and it's again, it's the time sensitive yeah. tradition. Like we're in it now. Yeah. I tried many years to let's all decorate. Yeah. I'm like, no, don't touch that ornament. No, okay, put that down. No, we're not going to keep that there. Mm-hmm. No, yeah. that's not cute.
They're fired.
They're fired.
Uninvited.
I'm going to have my moment. I'm going to sip something warm yes. and yummy. I'm going to have my music on light and softly, and I'll decorate the way I want. Everybody, head to bed.
That's right.
Love it.
Yes. Mercedes is like living her best holidays.
By myself. It's all. No, you guys, this is just motherhood for me yes. in this season with four littles. But that's it. And then you just wait when they're older. We're going to be so cute. But for now, it's me.
Yes. So
carrying
good.
Being the Christmas season, I couldn't be happier.
Good.
To be in control.
Yes. And this is everyone. We are offering you, Mercedes is giving you permission to do that for
right.
you too, right?
Yeah.
Oh gosh, guys. Okay. I want to talk about a lesson that I've learned over the years that I continue to get better in raising my kiddos with Down syndrome. So, and that is other people's expectations about your child is not your responsibility. It's not yours to hold. It's not yours to meet. And there is a good chance that we will be in a social setting with family. And one of my children, most likely Macy, will have a rock brain, pitch a fit, not want to be in the family picture, not want to move from the whatever location. She'll get stuck. Macy gets stuck. And there was a time for a long time in my life where that was really, it could ruin a day for me. You know, like a moment of her being stuck. And me trying to fight it. And over the years, just realizing, like Josh and I, realizing that what's happening is going to happen. And we can bribe. We can threaten. We can shame. That's my terrible cycle. Bribery, right? Like, I'll give you whatever you want. And then, you know, she doesn't do it. And then threatening. If you don't do it, then blah, blah. And then shame. Do you know what other 13-year-old kids are doing? Yeah. It's horrible. We tried to not do that. But if we're in a bad space, that's the cycle, right? It's going to run its course and then she's going to come out of it and then we're going to have a great time. And if we lean into it, in a way that is fighting against it, mm-hmm. I'm just going to get frustrated. I don't know if you can like picture a moment that you've had like that with any of your children or your child with Down syndrome, like just do the thing or go here or be in the picture and they refuse to, then they refuse to. So what? And then you're over it and then you move on. Mm-hmm. Josh and I talk a lot about like shoulder up and shoulder down moments and the holidays, depending on who is in the room, if they're like with friends and family or whatever it is, can be a real shoulder up moments, meaning like we're on. Mm-hmm. Like, what are my kids doing? What are they not doing? What do people think about that? What do I think about that? How do we change it? Blah, blah, blah. And for us to release that, mm-hmm. like the idea that I'm not in charge of other people's expectations on my children, nor do I take responsibility for that. And my child is going to do what they're going to do. And we're going to like step aside while it happens. And then they will reenter when they reenter allows for a lot more shoulders down mm-hmm. moments. You know,
I really like that.
Yeah.
It's a good reminder.
Yeah. I think so.
It's a lot of stimulation, which we've talked about before, but Christmas, the lead up, the excitement, the tons of people, there's food, different foods. That's a new thing for us. Cause Sunny is kind of on a stricter diet right now. So like all the treats that are out, just the different foods, like making stuff like for Thanksgiving, getting the right ingredients for her. I don't know. It's just a lot of prep. And then also, like you said, a lot of expectations for others. And then there's a lot of stimulation, you know?
Yeah.
So it is. It's a good reminder that we have to release that and let it go.
Yeah.
Yep.
The best
we can. And a reminder that people with Down syndrome thrive on routine.
Mm-hmm. I know.
That is our kids at their best are when they are living according to their routine, and holidays really
disrupt that,
shake you out of that. And mm-hmm. so just to hold that as it is, like mm-hmm. this is probably not going to be like their best moment because it's just not set up for them.
Yeah. To thrive. Yeah. I remember a few years ago we were with Josh's family for Christmas and there were a lot of us, maybe like 27 or 8 of us. And everyone, I've talked about this before, is like 6 foot tall or bigger. Like, it's like a lot of big people in a room. So just like a lot of people who are big and loud in a space and a blast. August got some really fun presents from his grandparents that year. And he, after one round of presents, he went downstairs at Josh's aunt's house and didn't come back up for like a long time. And I remember feeling like, he needs to be up here. He needs to be up here. He needs to be participating. He needs to be having fun. Look at this kid. Look at his cousin having fun. And it's like, oh my gosh, August, our little introvert with all his sensory needs. Like, this was literally the worst situation we could put him in, you know? Yeah.
It's his holiday too. Is not
and if, and fun. Yeah, we could stress about it or be like, come upstairs and be up here or let it ruin my day or be like, yeah, August is downstairs having a great time. And do I want him to be up with us enjoying? I do.
Of course.
But it's okay, you know, like I can also, it's also okay to feel disappointed. And I had a moment of feeling disappointed. Mm-hmm. And then you just move on, you know?
You know where that comes up? Oh, ooh,
tell me.
Photos.
Oh, yeah. Family photos. Yeah.
Family photos.
Everybody just lower the bar as low as possible.
I just
as long
have
as Mercedes
rule.
Is in the photo.
Yeah. If I'm the photo, if your body is in the photo, you could be looking the other way. We'll still scoot our whole picture over. And Sunny's looking the other way. Any of my children actually are looking the other way and looking like they're angry, but they're in the photo. They were there that year.
They were there.
Yep. They were there.
Maybe they're in the distance, but they were there. And that's a perfect family Christmas photo.
I was waiting for you to be like, this year I'm just doing glamour shots.
Now it's just
this year
me.
It's just
even
me,
Andy, and even though he behaves, it's just me.
It's Mercedes and the bunny.
My sweet bunny Rocky.
Everybody else.
No,
out
everybody
of the
gets to be in it. If they're unhappy, that's on them to look back on that memory.
Right.
That's right. Let it mark a moment in time.
Let it mark who they were in that moment. Uh-huh.
Right. Oh man, are there any pressures that you guys feel during the holidays as moms? Any other pressures that come up? No, look
I
at
think
us.
We've established that. Okay. I've let that all go. And I'd like to thank me. What is that Snoop Dogg one? And I'd like to thank me for all I do. I've let that go.
I have pressure, but my pressure on myself is like this struggle between like I don't want my kids to be spoiled. I don't want to be like, I want to practice simplicity, but I also want it to be fun. And I feel like I'm always trying to hit that balance of like, how much is too much in terms of gifts, but how much is fun, and, you know, how am I buying gifts that are ethical? Mm-hmm. How am I buying, like, am I, you know, aware of the fact that they're getting all these other gifts from other people? You know, I feel like that is the hardest thing for me, is I want to make good choices. I want my kids to be grateful. I want them to enjoy the holidays, but I don't want them to be little snots about it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's a tricky line to walk.
It is. And so much depends on the kid's personality. So then it's also like treating each kid. It's like it's case by case. It's not even just family, like your whole family unit. It's like case by case with each kid. I know. I feel the same way. I feel the same way about making sure that we are fostering so much gratitude and generosity, and their kids who sort of don't give a rip about gratitude and generosity in a world. Stuff. Yeah. Like a society in which their feelings are being fostered. Mm-hmm. Like those feelings of, I don't care about generosity and gratitude. I want more, 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 like the consumerism that we are all exposed to the second we wake up every single day by being,
My mom has introduced the magazine.
Oh, the catalog.
The catalog.
Circle all
the
things.
Where they circle all the things and tell me what they want. Like, excuse you.
I know.
I'll let you know what you get. But it was so fun because it is fun. Yes. And it's like exciting. But doesn't that foster consumerism? I was like,
that's
Mom.
That's all it is. Yeah.
I never did this with them. Yes. I didn't even know it would bother me until it was happening, and they were showing me all the things that they were circling. And I was like, this is bad.
So hard.
I know.
And I have like both my boys over Thanksgiving were sitting around with their computers. Both my big boys, not Ace. Yeah,
totally.
They were, and they, you know, they make these lists on Google Docs with links. They're like, oh, I found these shoes and they're on sale for blah, blah, blah. You know, like these specific things. And then they share it with their grandparents and all this stuff. And it's just like they just are on the computer searching for
their whole world at their fingers. And everything's there. I mean, I do it, right?
Yeah. Okay. I know. It's a hard one. I also love giving gifts. Gifts are a love language of mine, giving gifts and receiving gifts. And so I want at Christmas to give my kids so many presents.
I know.
And also nothing. Yeah. You know? But I love the open all your presents and you have new toys, and it's such a fun thing to do on Christmas.
I know.
Or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, whatever the holiday is that you celebrate.
Yeah.
And also, can we just give all of our money away to like Preemptive Love Coalition and then go take care of somebody?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got no answers. I got
nothing. Sorry. No one's in here, guys. I do feel like, you know, we were talking earlier about traditions, and since the kids have been little, we have lit candles for Advent, and we have like at least once a week. We try to light the candles every night at dinner for Advent, but at least once a week we have a meaningful like chat, and it has changed over time about Christmas and like, you know, prayer, reading scripture leading up to that time, and also include the kids in making those choices. And like, I'm glad you mentioned Preemptive Love Coalition, Heather, because like just even being able to open up their catalog, get the markers out and let the kids circle what they want to give away. Little things to battle the consumeristic model where we get to choose what we're going to give and how we want to celebrate the holidays as a family with generosity.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's good. One thing we did, 1 year, I used to be on more of a kick with this kind of stuff, like the kinds of gifts that we gave and received. And then you have more kids and then you have less capacity to for I have had. Yeah. But one year we just, I only did homemade gifts because I learned to sew and everything I gave was homemade. And I told my family I would appreciate the same. And they're like, that's nice. And then the next year I did small business, local businesses, every single present I bought in my downtown of Redlands. This was years and years ago. And I only bought things from small businesses. That feels like a little thing, you know, like a, here's a little thing you can do that's attainable and still buy presents for people and people can ask for things they want. I don't know, guys.
And this is a great year to do that because everything is stuck on shipping containers.
That's true. I don't.
Anyway, so you might as well buy locally.
Yeah.
Buy local.
Buy local. Here's something that I would love your input on and some thoughts. So for the parent who's listening and they have a new baby, let's say born this year, first Christmas with their new child with Down syndrome, and maybe they're entering into a family that doesn't totally embrace it. What do we say to those moms?
Oh my goodness.
You know, or maybe they're feeling like, okay, I'm going to meet these family members for the first time. And these family members are going to be like, oh, you know, like, I'm so sorry. Or they're worried that that might be the reaction to their baby. Hmm. And what do we say to those parents?
We love you. Stay strong. Fill your cup before you enter the room. Go to our Instagram pages or, I don't know, just fill your cup and know that other families are just like your family going into the holidays and are happy, are thriving. Their child with Down syndrome is thriving. Them family as a whole are just happy and loved. And this is going to be new and it's going to be a part of your journey and your family, your family and your greater family story. And it's hard to be an advocate. And if this is where you're going to have to advocate, which is a bummer, but also be ready for miracles to happen, hearts to change, and that kind of stuff doesn't come easy or quickly, but they're still worth it and still good, and your child's a light. And in order for there to be light, there has to be darkness. Mm. So, I don't know, be encouraged. Just be encouraged.
Yeah, shine on.
Shine on. You got this. Right?
Absolutely. Yes, that's a good word.
Yeah.
Good.
That's a good word.
I think it can be, especially when you're still getting your head around your child's diagnosis, to suddenly be in a place where you feel like you have to be in defense or like be the one who's already advocating when it feels like, you know, can I just have a second to breathe here? Mm-hmm. I would just say, like, you don't necessarily have to have an answer, but if you want to have an answer, there's, I believe strongly in practicing in front of the mirror.
Yeah.
If you feel like you're going into a scary situation and you need to know what you're going to say about your baby, then put together three sentences about like why your baby is perfect and valuable and loved, and then come into the family situation ready to say it, and then leave the room if you need to leave the room. Mm-hmm. But
that's good.
You can have your phrase and that can be enough. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Like if someone says, I'm sorry, you can say, I'm not, and smile.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, don't be sorry.
Don't be. We're doing great.
My perfect gift. Okay. And then I have one in the opposite.
Ooh.
Because if you were a mom like me, who was like controlling over her new porcelain baby girl.
That's right.
Be okay with family loving and embracing, holding your baby if they are bottle fed, feeding your baby.
That's good, Mercedes.
Even if they're not doing it right, in love and with gentleness and non-controlling vibes, say, hey, we hold her head like this while she has the bottle, or we like to hold him upright after he takes the bottle, or do you want to watch me do the feeding tube? I don't know. As much as possible, encourage, if your family is all in, hands-on, encourage it. And if you feel comfortable, guide if they're not doing it right.
Yeah.
You know, because that can also be a thing when you have a child that you're going to all the therapies with, right? Now mm-hmm. you're kind of having to let go because new auntie in town is doing like tongue kisses with your baby and you're trying to keep it healthy and like, mm-hmm. like no tongue kisses. Okay.
We have two rules.
And then they're wanting to be part of the feeding and the burping and someone's a baby hog. I don't know. Let it be if you can.
Yeah.
Allow yourself.
We talk about all the time, like the, one of the strongest ways to advocate for your kid is to show up. Yeah. So I feel like what a great opportunity. You show up at your family and you show up in a space like, this is my kid and my kid's rad.
Hold him.
We got this. Yeah. And I'm doing a good job as a mom mm-hmm. and just show up with that mm-hmm. attitude. Fake it till you make it. That's another thing I like to say. You got this, mama. Mm-hmm. What else?
I feel like we covered a lot. And I love it. The holidays, man. Complicated goodness.
Complicated.
What are
some, like, and maybe we don't include this, but do you have some specific tips and tricks for when your child has unexpected behaviors during holidays?
I feel
like we talked about like overall attitude about it, but is there like a specific thing when grandma wants your kid to do whatever and your kid's like in their heart flipping off your mother?
I try to, you know, my tips and tricks, I try to make sure that we're doing all the greeting and the hellos right when we get somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's where like Sunflower knows the drill. We're greeting, we're giving the hugs, we're giving the hellos. Right. And then after that, I release her mm-hmm. from those expectations. And then like, I have to introduce the connection now at mm-hmm. this point, like whether it be like, hey, you know, we're going to all, not all, but like so-and-so wants to hang out. So I know this. So we're going to color together, or, you know, Sunflower loves to play ball. Let's go do football. Like, I'm very much have to be almost like her aide in yeah. this situation of like, hey, the connections are wanting to be made, but so-and-so plus Sunflower aren't going to make those connections together. I have to intervene
mm-hmm.
and make it happen, especially for the older generation when they want to kid around with her and be silly and it's like yeah. going over her head, you yeah. know? Like I usually, like I'll bring her coloring books. I'll bring something that helps her to sit right there in the moment if that's all they're going to do together and while watching a show. And then usually I do bribe Sunny with like, at this point, you will get a show.
Yeah.
And you can do your thing.
Yeah.
And I'll give her her phone, her glasses. See you've ya. Done enough.
You've done enough. Dismissed.
You know, dismissed. Kind of.
That's good.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think having some kind of plan like that, Mercedes, is so good.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm always pro social story. Yeah. So mm-hmm. if there is something you know is going to be happening that is hard, I feel like get the social stories. I found a new app recently, mm-hmm. a new social stories app.
Tell us.
We'll link to it.
Yes. Because
it doesn't open up and show me, but it has a lot already in there, and then you can make your own. You can have it on the phone, so you don't have to have printed it out.
Yeah.
But you can have a social story that's like going to grandma's house. This is what we do. We say hi to everybody. And then you'll get to play and color in your book.
Right.
And then we'll eat or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I think that's always really helpful.
Yeah. I think we do that. We'll even do it like a little bit on the cuff, even just verbally, if we're kind of didn't plan enough in advance. Like, for example, for Thanksgiving, we saw both my sister's families and my parents, and one family got there sooner, and Macy wanted her cousin Callie, who was coming the last to arrive. And so and we were already there. So that first morning, Mason's like, where's Callie? So we go through the whole list, like all these things have to happen before Callie gets here, including your other cousins are coming. And when they get here, you're not going to be like, no, I want Callie. You're going to say, oh, so good to see you. Hello. And like give a hug, you know? So like giving our kids help on what to do next, mm-hmm. which is essentially a social story. But even if it's like, I would say to parents, if you're like, shoot, I didn't prepare for this, even just verbally going through with your kid, you know, mm-hmm. this is what we're going to do. And Josh is a little artist, so he'll just draw out little pictures for Mason. Mm-hmm. Stick figures are hard for me. I don't know what happened. Mm-hmm. But if you can, like, draw, even if you can just, like, grab a napkin real quick, these are the three things that are going to happen. This is how we do it. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. Callie comes.
And Callie will come.
She will make it. That's good. Preparing as much as we can in advance and also going with the flow is just that tension that we hold. Mm-hmm. I think especially during times like this when there's so many people involved and so much out of our routine. But you got this, right?
You've got this.
You've got this, friends and listeners. Okay, any last minute holiday tidbits and goodness and wisdom? Nothing, huh? Just, we said it all. That's good. It's good. Did you want to say more?
No.
Okay. Like, you did good.
So
yes.
My
oh life. My gosh. Mercedes is like, when are you going to pay me for this?
No, you do. You've got this. And do what you need to do to let things go so that you do have the Christmas spirit or just the holiday love and fun spirit that you want to have.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely. I love it. Okay, friends. I'm going to read a little bit of good news and then we're going to, well, first let's hear from our sponsor and then I'm going to read some good news.
Hey friends, this is Micah. Our episode this week is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, one of the best decisions I ever made was to go to therapy when Ace was 2 years old and I was overwhelmed with his needs and the pressure I was putting on myself to be his education advocate, therapy coordinator, and his cheerleader, shouting his worth to the world. That's a never-ending job. And sometimes we all reach a point where we need professional support. Maybe you've been thinking about seeking therapy, but you're not sure where to begin. We want you to know that seeking a professional counselor is not only an option, but an amazingly brave option. I'm so glad to tell you that today's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp, professional counseling done securely online. You can message your counselor anytime and get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, all without ever having to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. Believe me, we all do enough of that already. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so they make it easy to and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling and financial aid is available. It's not a crisis line, it's not self-help, it's professional counseling done securely online. Listeners of the Lucky Few podcast can get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/lucky. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lucky.
Okay, before we hit up our good news, I wanted to let you know we're going to be continuing to release weekly episodes between now and January 25th. And it's going to be some of our top favorite episodes of the year. And there's going to be a little intro explaining why what we loved about the episode. So you're going to get to revisit some of our all-time favorites for this year. And then we're going to be back January 25th with brand new year. Wait till you know, till you hear what we have in store for 2022.
Mm-hmm. Get excited, y'all.
Blow your minds.
Yes.
Wrap explosions. It under the tree.
Uh-huh.
Something like that.
Exactly.
But yes, make sure that you continue to tune in over the holidays. What a great thing to listen to while you're making those pies alone in your kitchen while your kids are not allowed in there so that you can enjoy it. Just kidding. Whatever works for you. All right. We do have some good news though from a listener. This is from Kimberly who says, after growing very slowly all his life, Redmond has grown 3 inches this year. He's finally talking consistently. Last week he told me, sock got wet. What Aww. A joy. He's 4.5 years old and a delight in our entire family. Kimberly, that is such good news. 3 inches.
branches is a lot. And yes. Socks got wet.
What a great sentence.
So good.
That is such good news. Kimberly, thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing that good news with us. We love to hear from you guys.
Yes, we do. All right, my friends. Well, we are grateful that you've joined us. Thank you for sticking with us all through the year. We're excited about our favorite episodes that are going to be released over the next 6 weeks. And until we're back January 25th, you guys have a wonderful, delightful holiday season. As always, we want to hear from you. So leave us a voicemail or a DM on Instagram and share about your family and your good news about your loved one with Down syndrome. And if you have a product or a business that wants to help us shout the worth of people with Down syndrome, we would love to partner with you. You can email hello@theluckyfewpodcast.com for sponsorship opportunities. We want to give a huge thank you to our editor, Josh Avis, to our producer, Val Schleter, to our sponsor, and to all of you out there who've shared the Lucky Few podcast with friends and who have listened faithfully and cheered us on. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. And remember that you, dear listener, supporting your loved one with Down syndrome, you are a shouter of worth and a narrative shifter. So keep on keeping on. We are cheering for you. Happy holidays!
Happy holidays to you. Ooh. Mercedes is really bringing it.
Beautiful. Hey, we'll see y'all in 2022, people.
Out.
Bye.
Bye.
Recording stopped.